Well, I know the most random contact I've had was when I went on a hiking trip all the way to Virginia. I was hiking some mountains over there, too, so you started off at the bottom. No reception to any towers whatsoever. GMRS, ham, nothing. And the closer you went to the top, the more different repeaters you'd hit. So you'd have some with one PL tone from one side of the mountain, and then some on the other side. Same frequencies, but different PL tones and different conversations. And at one point, I was even able to hear the parking lot attendants of some nearby parking lot. But after the hike, after the whole mountain thing, despite not making any contact, I decided to still try to make one. And I was able to meet one of the repeater operators in that area, too. And I even sent him a, I think it's a QSL card or something like that, too. But yeah, that was really fun. I was not expecting that moment of all moments on that entire trip to make a contact, too. But I'm really glad I did. Very special moment.
Yeah, I bet it was. A couple years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, one guy that, he does check into that East Coast Reflector Net and GM, but I don't think he gets into the GM. He gets in maybe somewhere else. I don't know how he gets into it. Maybe GM, I don't. But sometimes he will talk back up this way. He's from Sylvania, Ohio, which is just outside of Toledo, when the bands are open. But I remember him saying once, he's a sightless amateur, and he just said, well, you know, it'd probably be interesting if like, I could, you know, hear different stations coming in. It'd be interesting if people would, like, rescan their television. So I have a little beam antenna, you know. So you know, I said, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea. So I took this antenna I have, you know, it's kind of a common beam when you get these $30 ones, and I put it outside on a ladder, rescanned my television. I got, I don't know how many stations, quite a few, including Buffalo, New York.